With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning, good morning, good evening, good afternoon, good grief. My name is Willie Lawson, and welcome back to the program. I hope you enjoyed the last program that we tried to both videotape and do live on Blog Talk Radio. The video, strangely enough, it was the videotape portion that crapped out in the middle, and we didn't get that up on YouTube, but we hope to do that today. Thank you ever so much for spending some time with us. My name is Willie Lawson. I'm the CEO of FightBackMedia.com, FightBackMedia.com, FightBackMedia.com. And the title of today's program is called The Cancer, and I believe it is a cancer, of cancel culture. You know, we are not in the day that we are simply going to live and let live. The idea of even having an opposite opinion of something, the left, and this is primarily the case. This isn't always the case, as I'll let you know in just a couple of minutes. But right now, is primarily is how the left likes to deal with things. You know, we've all seen the post on Facebook that says, you know, if a conservative is against guns, they just don't buy one. The left wants them all banned. If someone on the right doesn't like a movie, we just don't go to it. Or our television show, we just don't watch it. We don't like it. But if someone on the left doesn't like the television show, they want it to be banned. They want it to be canceled. And if there's a comedian or an actor or an actress that we don't necessarily agree with their political views or an entertainer, we don't buy their stuff. We don't go to their shows. That's fine. But the left wants them poor, canceled, not able to make a living. Most people on the right don't care if they make a living or not. They're just not going to make a living off me. And they can have their opinion. It is indeed a free country in that sense. They can have their opinion, and most people are okay with that. But we're getting to the end of that. Let me give you some quick examples. I'm not going to hold you long. This is not going to be one of those six-hour marathons because I just ain't got it in me, to be honest with you. Work today and 12-hour work day and plus, you know, some time. So I'm getting a bit peaked. Can't you see I'm getting a bit peaked? Those of you on the video, can't you see I'm getting a little peaked? So I'm going to go ahead and let you know what I'm talking about. You know, like I said a minute ago, this was normally a thing that the left did. Let me give you an example. Y'all remember when Dan Cathy came out and said that he was a supporter of traditional marriage. Remember that? Remember the Chick-fil-A thing? And the day that it was supposed to be this big LGBTQ, yeah, it was LGBTQ at the time. There was supposed to be this big protest at the Chick-fil-A's, and every church youth group and choir group and Republican club and 9/12 club and everybody on the right showed up at every freaking Chick-fil-A all over the country, and it was backed up for hours. You couldn't get a damn Chick-fil-A sandwich. It was just insane. was the biggest monetary day that Chick-fil-A franchise has ever had. Remember that? When the left was trying to cancel Chick-fil-A and the right showed up and said, oh, no, 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 not my Chick-fil-A. Not my Jesus chicken. Oh, no. Remember? Well, why? It's because it seemed that the opinion that the leader of Chick-fil-A had aligned with the idea of the people on the right. Not so much people on the left. And this section I'm calling the capriciousness of the crowd, the capriciousness of the clique. Because fast forward to a week ago, where the CEO of Chick-fil-A comes out and says that white people should be shining the shoes of black people for all their past sins in this country. First of all, it's pretty quiet on the left. But boy, on social media, those that are supposedly on the right just lost their damn mind and basically started calling for the cancellation of Chick-fil-A. This is the end of Chick-fil-A. I read that word. It's the end of Chick-fil-A. Chick-fil-A used to care about America. NASCAR. NASCAR decided that they didn't want any Confederate flags at their events. Technically, the Confederate flag, especially the Confederate battle flag, and that's the one that everyone's talking about, was a flag of a foreign government at war with the United States. It has become a point of what some people call Southern pride, pride in their region, pride in their state, pride in the South. But there is no middle ground here. The Confederate flag is racist and must disappear. Okay? So NASCAR, most of their audience being just good old boys, never meaning no harm, okay, been in trouble with the law since the day they were born. Remember those? That's who NASCAR's been associated with. NASCAR's birth came from the fast cars that used to run moonshine up in the hills. So when NASCAR makes the decision, it wasn't the left that wanted to cancel them. It was people on the right. There was a picture I saw very recently of a banner being flown over the Talladega racetrack that said defund NASCAR. Must have cost somebody a pretty penny to do that. Defund NASCAR, because NASCAR made that decision. Now, we're going to talk about it in a future video, why companies at this point believe they have to weigh in on every flipping social issue when it really isn't necessary, but they feel they need to. That's in another video. Now, another example of the capriciousness of the clique is Starbucks. You remember when Starbucks, their CEO said that if you're pro-life, they don't want you in their store. So people on the right said, we're going to boycott Starbucks. Except they didn't. Fast forward a few years later, there was a black person who was in a Starbucks who just wanted to go to the bathroom and wasn't allowed to. People who were waiting, they were waiting for, remember the whole idea, they were waiting on a fourth person, a third person, and the manager at the Starbucks gave him a hard time, was in Philadelphia, and there was this big hullabaloo over it. And now the left, they love Starbucks because they love Starbucks. When Starbucks told Trump supporters and people on the right to go pound sand, they thought Starbucks was great, Starbucks was the greatest thing ever. And then when this happened, maybe Starbucks wasn't the greatest thing ever. Oh, the people on the right who basically don't go to Starbucks because Starbucks is pro-abortion still kind of go to Starbucks. They don't tell anybody, but they kind of do. Because there's a good portion of them who don't believe what they're saying either. I got to get the statues, I guess, right? I have, where I live, and everybody knows, I've been a strong proponent for not naming things, buildings, parks after people. Just don't. It's always going to get you in trouble. There are lots of statues out there. And in this country, in its short history, 240 years or so, pretty short history. Yes, there are still statues out there of people who fought with the Confederacy. And there will be for a while. Now, tearing them down, personally, I couldn't care less about one or the other. I don't care. Because they don't affect me. They don't trigger me. I don't care. So there's a silliness to that, as far as I'm concerned. And when you combine it with vanity virtuing, and vanity virtuing is a lot from the celebrity class, where they just have to invoke their opinion and come alongside with their outrage of every situation, especially when it doesn't affect them and they have no skin in the game, they have nothing to lose. When they stand behind the rioters, people have righteous indignation because it's not their neighborhoods being burned to the ground. It's not the store they shop at being looted. It's not their businesses being looted. Let's get to the point. Is any of this cancel culture, including getting rid of Aunt Jemima, Uncle Ben, the Land O'Lakes Native American, Paw Patrol, Splash Mountain, what's the newest one? Oh, Eskimo Pie. Sorry, that all that nonsense makes me giggle. What is the effectiveness of that? How's that really make, or even banning the Confederate flag at NASCAR or anywhere else? Has anyone attached that to some effectiveness, some policy changes, some funding changes that made a difference in the lives, especially of Black people in America? Is it even possible? My thought is that it's not even possible because there isn't any connection. It's just silliness. And it's a cancer because it spreads. Everything has to go. Everything is racist. Everything is derogatory. Everything is bad. And the fact of the matter is that it's not true. Some things are just history. Good, bad, are indifferent. It's that marking, that marking post that lets us know how far we've come. I think that's very important that we have that. But the fact of the matter is, for me, if it doesn't get me from where I am to where I need to be, then it's extraneous and we should get rid of it and we should not participate in it. If the problem is how police treat African Americans in America, tearing down the Robert E. Lee statue isn't going to make one damn bit of difference, is it? Doesn't make any sense. Seems like a distraction. Seems like somebody else's fight. Getting police to treat African Americans in America better won't be fixed by changing the name of Dope Campbell Stadium on the campus of Florida State University. It just won't. It's a virtue signaling, useless act to gain attention to the people who want it changed. Well, he was a segregationist. Well, he's dead, let alone not president anymore. Let alone not really attached other than by name. Remember I said earlier, stop naming things after people. It should have been Florida State Field, Florida State Stadium the whole time. So when you change the name to Bobby Bowden Stadium, it's still a bad idea. but it's not as bad an idea. All right, we got to let you go. I told you I wouldn't keep you long. So if you want to know more, you want to see more, like, subscribe, and share this video and the other ones that show up around my head. So we see you again, go out there and learn something, love somebody, and for goodness sake, y'all take care of yourself. Again, my name is Willie Lawson of FightBackMedia.com, FightBackMedia.com. We'll see you when we see you. Peace.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.